kind of been a consistent theme. We played, you know, pretty well in the first half of games, and then we really struggled to score in the second half, and then our defense really, we've struggled to defend well in the second half. Like, we've been pretty consistent holding people under 40% in the first half of every game, and then in the second half they shoot 50%. That's one thing that we've struggled with. Tonight, we needed to be able to, you know, I thought that ball screen action hurt us, their handoff action hurt us, and then the kid, Allenbach, he was the difference in the game, kind of like what Jenkins did with Lafayette. He scored 4 baskets in the second half. This guy scores 5 for 6. Look, somebody's going to make some shots. Like, you can't. We can sit here and talk about this all we want, about what we didn't do, but it's hard to win any game shooting below 40%, and that's where we've been the whole league season right now. And so it's hard to beat anybody. You know, we've got to figure out how we can, you know, kind of put the ball in the basket. I thought we had some really good looks to some of our better shooters. We definitely took some rush ones, but we got to perform better offensively.
Do you feel like you should have, you know, you took 26 threes. Do you wish that number was lower?
Yeah, I think I wish it was probably more like 22. You know, I think at times we can take some that you wish we wouldn't, but I think you're probably watching most games saying that about most teams. I think we were a little more patient in the first half, kind of getting multiple drives and playing that way, and we played pretty well. And in the second half, I thought we got stagnant. I think we got to talk to a couple of guys that are our key guys, and I think sometimes guys start feeling the weight of scoring on their shoulders, and then that leads to some bad decisions. And so we gotta work through that. You know, the good thing for me is that they're coachable. They listen. They're really good dudes. And so there's always some hope when you have guys that are willing to listen. And I think we just have to keep going and, you know, keep taking the good ones. Like I said before, like we took 26 threes. You know, if we can get that down to 18, 22. So that means we're around the basket a little bit more, but that means we got to be able to get, you know, Otto got 4 shots, Nico got 3 shots. So that's 7 shots for your 2 bigs. Matai really played great tonight. He really helped us. And I thought he had 4 threes. I thought maybe he took one that I would want back. But I thought the ones that he took, the other ones were pretty good. I thought Mike got some good looks, and he's been making them in practice, and I was hoping that he made a couple tonight. I thought that would have taken some pressure off us. We just need someone to make a couple of shots. You know, like, it changes everything, you know? It's as simple as that.
Is that where you feel like you were, you know, losing the presence of Morales a bit today, you know, down the stretch?
Well, we've he's a really good player. We've lost games with Ant. Like, it would have been great to have him, but it doesn't mean that necessarily it was going to change anything. You know, we hope that we can get him back. I think he's capable of helping us, but if we don't have him, I think we have to, we got to figure out ways to win. You know, I don't want to blame it on that, to put it that way, but I do think he's another good player. Sure.
Any updates on his condition?
No, it just happened yesterday.
Oh, okay.
So it just happened yesterday. And honestly, like, we're just kind of learning how to play with him. Like, he was out for a long time. And then he came back, and then he gradually started getting himself into it. And then all of a sudden, like, boom, he's playing terrific. And so that's an adjustment, right? And then he got hurt, you know? So we gotta figure it out.
When you guys had lost the lead and Did you decide to make any big changes in the offensive or defensive zone?
So one of the things I was trying to do, what I'm trying to do is, first of all, we have some key guys that get tired. So I've been a guy, since I've been here, I probably have had three guys that I kind of organize the team around. Usually it's one big and then two perimeter guys. I can kind of work through those guys, play 30 minutes. They get the majority of it. This is a whole different animal here. And so I'm trying not to panic when another team makes a run, because they can pretty much make a run. Like, it's not, I can't say, well, if I had these guys in the game, they wouldn't have done that. I can't really say that after doing this for this long with this group. And I have to kind of play this out. Now, we have some youth on the floor at times. We got three freshmen on the floor at times. We got two freshmen on the floor, two sophomores. It's not a, no matter where we go, there's not a ton of experience to be had. Ben Palacios is his first year with us. Ethan is his first year with us. You know, Miles is first time he's kind of been one of the key guys. He's always been kind of a role guy. So everybody's kind of going through it. And so it's hard to sit there and say, okay, let's get this guy back when I know he's tired. That's not gonna impact the way I want. I think when the kid Auerbach made a couple of shots, we had to go and blitz him in the post. Like, so we have something that we do because we're not big in there. We got to go blitz the post. When we did that in the first half a few times, they were able to get threes. So then we were kind of trying to play him more one-on-one. And I thought that matchup really hurt us. And so I think we got to watch that matchup. Sometimes it hasn't been the center as much as it's been a four-man that can score with his back to the basket. I think that matchup has hurt us. It hurt us in the Brad Stevens call. Hold on a second. You are the best. I'm in the middle of a press conference, but I'm going to call you back on the way home.
All right.
See you, buddy.
I know.
You're awesome. I'll see you.
All right. See you.
Oh, God. I guess people like me. Everybody knows we don't lose like this, so it's like this has been unbelievable, you know, like we're in a new horizon right here trying to figure it out. We've never been kind of like this inexperienced. I've never, like, we have two freshmen lead us in scoring in a league game. Like, that has never come close to happening. Never.
Yeah, Kyron Alexander.
Yeah, he played great, and Matai played great.
First ever start.
Yeah, he played great. He was ready to go, and that's how he played in prep school. Like, he can play, and I think here, you know, it takes time.
I mean, you've started the same lineup for the last 18 games. Today you went with Baptiste. Can you maybe just talk about?
Yeah, you know, we lost Ant, so Ant was like our third five man. It was Pat Node, and he got hurt. Then Malcolm came back, then he got hurt. And so we've been using Ant as like a small ball five man, then he got hurt. So then we're like, okay, we can't start the two bigs together because we're getting foul trouble, we're in trouble, plus they're tired at the same time. We gotta try to mismatch it. And it didn't really, like, when we put them in together, it didn't, tonight it had no effect on the game, you know? And that's kind of what I'm trying to say, like, that's been kind of like the starters have been pretty good together, but tonight I thought Matai really did a good job as a starter, and that might be something that we think about, you know, going forward.
I mean, you did get off to a hot start.
Yeah, we played 15
well. 15 points in the first 6 minutes, and you know, 12 of those were like at the rim.
Yep.
What did you see in that stretch, and how can you?
Well, we have to continue to cut, like, we got to cut from the weak side more. Right, so we got a weak side cut more, we got to drive it more, and we got to turn down a shot to maybe get a better shot. And I think that's a hard thing to kind of manage, like, you're in the game and you're feeling good, but I think we just have to be mindful of, hey, I got closing out, I got space, I think we got to just try to drive a little bit more than we did. I thought in the first half we really understood the game plan and did a great job. In the second half I thought we kind of fell more into what you guys are talking about, like, kind of fell more into like how we've been playing, in terms of taking a lot of threes and
not
making them. God, man. Oh, man. Man, that's been rough.
And I just have one more.
Sure.
How do you think that your guys' playing today will prepare you for your game against Lafayette?
Yeah, so I think this, it's the whole... What's your name, by the way?
Layla Penn.
Layla?
The Daily Free Press.
Okay, so. Layla. Layla?
Will
Layla?
WTBU.
What's your name?
Will Hanley.
Will?
WTBU. Henry.
And I know Henry. Okay. Good question. I really think, like, you've got to be able to stay in a good space mentally. I think that's the thing that's really hard when you're struggling, is to kind of stay confident, keep listening, keep trying to get better, keep coming. We had a great practice. We had one of our best practices yesterday. We shot, man. I wish we would have played yesterday. We shot it well yesterday in practice. And so that was awesome. And I think that's what you gotta try to keep getting to, is just the spirit, the energy, the vibe. Has got to be that. Tonight was great. Like, we didn't make shots. We could have been a little bit better, but the vibe was good, you know? And I think we've got to continue to have that mindset. And I think that's what we got to carry over. It's like, all right, what didn't we do well? What didn't we do well in the first Lafayette game? How can we get ourselves ready? Okay, let's go, you know, and get ourselves going. You know, I've kind of been in a, we've been last, like 2 years ago, we started 2-4. And then I think last year we didn't start great either, and then we got going down the stretch. And sometimes just like that, you know, and hopefully we can reel off 3 or 4 wins and get going. But I think it's just the whole belief, and you keep fighting, you keep trying to learn, and you keep doing things right. I think we had enough talent that we can turn the corner. We're kind of showing that we're capable, because I think we've outplayed most teams in the first half of games, and then we get in the second half and we start to struggle. So there's a lot of good there. We gotta figure out this next 20 minutes.
I mean, the Patriot League, it feels like it's more open this year. I mean,
yeah.
Lafayette, they're 1-12. They've rattled off a bunch of wins.
The best team, the worst team to the best team, there's not a ton of difference. I think there's some things that we don't have right now that we gotta figure out. I think scoring the ball at the basket is a big deal, and not having consistent scoring at the basket is a factor. And last 2 years we've struggled with that, but we've always had someone that could score the ball at the basket, but we got to figure out different ways to do it.
That's all I've got.
All right, you guys are great. Thank you.
Thank you so much,
Thank you so much. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.